Welcome back here with Dave and Andrew. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew's sitting in for Faisal today, and thank you for doing that, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show and co-host with me.
It's great to be here. I wish I did it more often.
Well, we'll work on that since Faisal seems to be on holiday on a regular basis now. He's not here to defend himself, as our long-term listeners know. I like to take shots at him when he's not around. Okay, enough of that. I tell you what I do want to talk a little bit about here. You know, we talked in the first segment a little bit about diversification and risk and so on and so forth. So over the course of the past week, you know, when talking to Gordon, to Joe, we talked a lot about pot stocks this week. I'm going to start with Tilray as an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about a broader perspective because I don't want this to be necessarily a negative conversation, but the volatility and the risk in pot stocks at this particular time, I think can be accurately demonstrated with what we saw with Tilray's stock this week.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nothing.
It was the only word you can describe that.
It was nothing short of wow. So in the course of one trading day, Tilray's stock started day at about... So Tilray's traded on the U.S. exchange, Canadian company, but traded in the U.S., and it's a cannabis company. The stock went from $151 up to $300,
mm-hmm.
back to $151, and then finished the day 40% higher.
Yes.
And we're talking these swings could happen in literally minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the stock ended the week trading, you know, below $135. I don't know the exact number was. But think about that. In the course of 2 days, somebody could have purchased that stock at its high of 300 and then been disappointed with it and sold it at, call it, 135 and lost 55-60% of their money in a day.
Well, and let's bring into perspective what happened last year. What was the big trade last year? Bitcoin.
Right.
And so you saw that go up to 20,000 and now it's sitting about $6,000 a coin.
Yeah.
So a significant difference. The only difference here is that you saw a massive swing in a very short period of time.
Yeah. And I want to be clear, and I don't, because I don't want any hate mail on this. I'm not saying Tilray is a good company or a bad company. I'm just I'm using it as an example to demonstrate the kind of volatility and risk. And it's not for the faint of heart, is what I'm trying to say. Now, we also talked about, let's just talk generally about pot stocks and valuations, because there's lots of concern about the valuations here, right? So these companies, in terms of their prices, stock prices, are pricing in a lot of growth.
Yes.
Right? A lot of growth. And so you need to do your due diligence on these positions, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, the old dot-com stuff, right?
Yep.
A lot of people made money in the dot-com. A lot of people made money in mining. A lot of people made it oil and cannabis and so on. So not saying it's a bad space to be, but the due diligence becomes absolutely critical here, because if you get on the wrong side of that, or if you don't know what you're doing, you could really create some damage for yourself.
Well, and I think there's a lot to worry about. Like, what is cannabis going to be priced at? And not just in the store, but what's the supplier going to supply that at? And how much does it cost to make it? And that really hasn't been figured out properly yet, because the market will do what the market wants to do. It has nothing. It's a supply and demand equation.
Yeah.
It's nothing else.
Yeah, there's lots of moving parts on it, right? You know, there's going to be a market. There's no question about that. There's going to be winners. There's going to be some losers. Absolutely.
It might be bigger. It might be smaller.
Right. It's probably not just a Canadian story, right? Mm-hmm. There, you know, so you got to be, when you're doing your analysis, you got to figure that stuff out. Now, again, not picking on them, because there's been a lot of money made. So let's talk about this, because there's a unique problem in Canada with people that were that got in early on cannabis stocks.
Absolutely.
The problem is you've made a whole bunch of money. Now, if you got to have a problem, let's pick that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, this problem can go beyond oil and cannabis stocks. It can go to oil and gas. It can go to financials. It can go to a whole bunch
Apple,
of people.
Netflix.
You name it.
Yeah.
Name it.
This is not a cannabis story. But in Canada, we do have a lot of people that, if you're in early on that trade, you have made a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's terrific. But what happens is, as these individual positions or your industry exposure to cannabis has just kind of blown up, right? It's just gone higher and higher and higher. What happens in your portfolio is that position becomes overweighted. It represents too much of your overall portfolio, right? We call this concentration risk.
That's the industry term, yeah.
Yeah, concentration risk. I've got too much concentrated in one stock or one a one sector, and that creates potential problems in the event that things turn. Okay, now, if you've got this concentration risk simply because these securities have done so well for you, okay, if you sell them, you create another problem.
Yeah, and that's why people hang on to them. They don't want this problem.
It's called tax, right? So if you've got a very low cost base and you sell these securities for a tremendous profit, all of a sudden you're triggering a whole bunch of tax. And I know how people feel about paying a whole bunch of tax. It's not a fun situation. So I'm going to expand it one step further. So I've got a concentration risk problem.
Yep.
Okay. That if I solve may create a tax problem.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you're, let's say you're a retiree and you've participated in that area, if I sell it, create the tax problem, that could create an income problem because I could see a clawback in my old age security.
Or other income benefits.
Or in the other income benefits. That's right. So I solve one problem and I get all these other problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking a little bit on Friday, and I want to preface all these comments by saying you need to get proper tax advice on any tax-related planning that you're looking at doing. But there are strategies available to investors who have big concentrated positions with big tax problems, ways to do tax-free rollovers.
Yes.
Take that security that you've got a big gain on, and instead of just selling it, okay, to eliminate the concentration risk, you could roll it tax-free or tax-deferred, really, okay, tax-deferred into a different financial product.
Yeah.
That financial product can then diversify away your risk. So you could go from owning Canopy or Aurora or Tilray or whatever you've done really well on, and I could get diversification, global diversification, right? Yep. At the push of a button. So great. Now I get rid of this concentration risk problem. The second thing, because it's a tax deferred rollover, okay, I can determine, me as the investor can determine when I trigger that.
Or how much.
How much of it I trigger, right? Through whatever period. So I don't need to take 100% of the capital gain at that moment in time. I can stagger it over a period of time, whatever makes sense from a tax planning perspective and from an investment perspective.
Or if you never knew, just let it keep going and get bigger for the estate.
Correct. Right. So it's tax deferred. It's not, you're not eliminating the tax,
that's
but
right.
You can control the timing. And there's a very big difference between paying one big lump sum every year and staggering it out over a few years, right? Yeah. Because we have a graduated tax.
Well, code. That's what I was going to say. Basically, in Canadian tax code, it's a graduated system. So you want to be very cautious, especially if you're in retirement years.
Yeah. Let me go back to the statement you made. This is not a cannabis story. Okay, this is for any position. There's lots of people that own Apple and they owned it at a very low price. Lots of people that bought Amazon at a very low price and they've just got a gigantic mm-hmm. gain. Lots of oil and gas guys in town too,
yeah,
have massive capital gains.
And they've held those for 20 and 25 years.
That's right. So these are tax strategies. Again, get proper tax advice on this. But I wanted to raise it because I think it's important in light of all of what we've talked about with cannabis. But
absolutely,
we're running quickly out of time here, my friend, and we need to move on. So how about we remind everybody about our upcoming seminar, because we're going to talk about all of this, including how to properly position from a tax perspective in your portfolio.
And we're going to be doing that on Tuesday, October 23rd at the Co-op Wine Spirits Beer in Oak Ridge, 7 o'clock in the evening. If you'd like to register, please give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register at morethanmoneyradio.com or pkag.ca.
If you're worried about outliving your money, stick around for the next segment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.